Hey guys, it's your boy Super Judge with another show right back here in studio, which is part of the series Food for Thought. Today I'm going to be talking about what I realized while spending time with the bros. So yeah, I just had an epiphany while I was talking with the boys. We were just chilling, you know, and I just had some revelations and I thought that, you know what, let me share it with you guys. So stay tuned for more and yeah, let's get swift with it.
The JJC Podcast Experience.
In partnership with Red Radio.
The first thing that I noticed when I was chilling with the bros is how diverse like our nation is. When I looked at my friendship group, I just took a moment and I looked at the mixture of black, white, Indian and colored people, you know. And I just realized that it's so beautiful that we get to grow up in a rainbow nation like the one we do in. 100 years ago, it would have been taboo for someone of my skin color, black, to be talking to a white person the way I was, you know, like without any stress that I was going to get arrested or beaten up or, you know, just for merely associating with them. So I just thought about how beautiful our freedom is that we enjoy. And I think we take the smallest things like that for granted. And also what I realize is when I'm with the bros, normally we tackle issues that people shy away from. So when I'm with the bros, we normally talk about equality, gender equality, racism, the racial wealth gap. You know, we talk about all these issues that people shy away from society. And I think the only way that we can truly get over issues like those is to actually discuss it openly and come up with solutions. And as you do know, the youth are not the future of tomorrow. We are the future of today. So it's especially important for the youth to be talking about these issues like that. And I just realized that as we talked about these issues, it almost like bonded us together in unity, because we all had the common mindset that these things have to be eliminated. We cannot be living 20, 30 plus years into our democracy and we're still dealing with racial wealth gap and all these things that should have long been squashed under the carpet. So what I realized is that we are so fortunate to grow up in times like we do now. And for me, like as a young South African, it makes me really proud just to recognize and look back at where we come from and where we are now, and just to look at the progress that we've made as a country and as a nation. Yes, we do have so many problems, like we having corruptions in the SOE, unstable electric grid and all these things, but there's so much positivity and so much positive aspects that we can look at when dealing with South Africa.
The JJC Podcast Experience.
Bringing you the content, the stories, and the insights.
We aspire to empower the voice of the unheard.
The next epiphany that occurred to me was the importance of friendships. Now, like friendships make or break a person. I once heard that nobody wakes up in jail or no one wakes up a drug dealer. It comes to you step by step. First, it starts with hanging out to the wrong group, and then you start doing, let's say, light drugs, like you're smoking, and, you know, and afterwards you go into your harder drugs like cocaine. Afterwards, you start, let's say, stealing just for fun to, you know, just to feed that lifestyle. Before you know it, you're in jail serving a 25-year sentence. So I think it's so important for, as young people, as the future of tomorrow, just to keep ourselves in check that we are associating with the right people. So the first thing I'm going to talk about is networking. It is so important to network and just make connections with the right people. When we look at all these successful people, like everything that they have in common is that they realize that association brings assimilation, that you absorb the nature and habits of the people who you surround yourself with. If you look at Elon Musk, he is close friends with Larry Page and Sergey Brin, who are founders of Google. When you look at Mark Zuckerberg, he's friends with Eduardo Saverin. I don't know if they're still friends, but he was close friends with Eduardo Saverin. And Eduardo Saverin graduated magna cum laude from Harvard University with a bachelor's degree. When you look at Nelson Mandela, he was close friends with people like Harry Schwartz and Joe Slovo. And Joe Slovo actually went on to become the leader of the ANC's military wing. You know, when you look at Einstein, he was friends with people like Paul Ehrenfest, who had major contributions in the fields of quantum mechanics and statistical mechanics. So you can see that all these great people, they surrounded themselves by like-minded people who are also great in their own right. Also, when we look at people like, let's say, Henry Ford, perfect example. Henry Ford was actually close friends with Thomas Edison. Can you see where I'm going? All these people, it's no coincidence that the people who make it big surrounded themselves with equally minded people. So I think it's so important for us as the youth just to make sure that we are constantly surrounded by people who are in our same level of thinking, who will uplift us rather than take away from us. And even when you look at Thomas Edison, and Henry Ford talked about something called a mastermind. And these are the people who you can feed off of, who you can learn off of. These are people who add value to your life. And it's actually because of these people that you end up doing great things, because they influence who you are. So I think I realized that just as it was important that we were diverse in my friendship group, I just realized that maybe I wouldn't be the same Sipho, you know, if I wasn't hanging around the people that I do, the people who keep me, you know, going, like my Daniel Mays, who's, because I'm a Christian, he's a youth leader, so he's like-minded to me. When I hang around people like Dylan Gordon, who is like one of the most intelligent guys I know, you know, and I'm around him, just, you know, surrounding myself with like-minded people, like Matthias. This guy's also another brilliant mind, and also people who just have a plan for the future. So for me, that's what it stuck out. When you surround yourself with like-minded people, you actually do, you grow wings, and nothing can stop you from flying towards your dreams. So I just wanted to say, like, it's important. You might not think it's important who you hang around with, but it literally determines who you are, your very fabric. Someone said that you're the aggregate of the five people who you spend most of your time with. So if you take the five people and you divide them into one person, you are that person. So it really is important to actually just notice who you spend most of your time with. And having said that, I hope you guys are doing great. I hope, you know, this quarantine isn't driving you guys a bit insane like it is driving me insane, because I mean, being alone is not nice, but it's all for the best. But hope you guys are still good, and I hope that from this podcast you can just realize that even though you're young, the people who you become friends with now actually do determine your future. So make those friends count. You owe it to yourself to make them count. Association brings assimilation. You become the aggregate of the five people you spend most of your time with. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more.
This podcast was brought to you by the Johannesburg Junior Council in partnership with Red Radio.